gentlemen, welcome to The Sigh Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Sigh.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of The Sigh Effect. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm your host, Sigh. Today's special guest, I have future R&B sensation, Lamar Stars. Lamar is blowing up the internet, the Twitter. He's dropping singles every day, it seems like, and I'm excited to talk to him. If you're not familiar with Lamar Stars, you need to Google him. I mean, really Google him. He's all over the internet. Lamar resides in Atlanta, and he recently signed with the Grammy winning artist and singer, songwriter, Sean Garrett. And he's bringing light skin back, y'all, and a whole lot of sexy. Please, please welcome Lamar Stars. Welcome to The Sigh Effect, Lamar.
What's going on, Mama? How you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm excited to have you on the show. And, you know, I got two tracks here I want to play for everybody. But, you know, I want you to, you know, let everybody know who in the heck is Lamar Stars and what is he about to do in the industry.
Oh, man. First of all, I just want to thank God and thank you for letting me be on the show and talk to the people. But, you know, Lamar Stars, and I'm just a young boy from the ghetto, from the streets, that I just found a gift that God put in me, and I want to share it with the world. You know, I write my music. You know, I'm a R&B artist. So I try to be versatile with my music, but
right.
I'm just here to create my own lane and show people that you know, R&B doesn't have to have a certain kind of sound. It can have different kinds of sounds. So, you know, that's what I'm here to show people, and that, you know, you can be sexy at it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you definitely doing it both. Talented, sexy, you sing, you write. You play the keys too, right?
Yeah, I dabble a little bit. I mean, I ain't no Ray Charles or no Stevie, but I definitely could, you know, I could play a tune or two. You know what I mean? Something light.
Right, right. Now, I've been listening to your stuff for the last 2 weeks, and I'm like, damn, where has he been hiding? You know, I know Sean Garrett signed you a couple of months ago. How has things changed for you since Sean introduced you at Atlanta Clark University? Because that was your first time coming out, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it changed my life. I wouldn't say things really changed. I think it was more so the experience of me being on stage with, you know, somebody like Sean, you know, who's written 17 number one hits for Beyonce and Chris Brown, you know, all the great artists that are around today. You know, I think it was more so the experience of me being on stage with somebody like that. You know, I've been having this dream for a while. You know, this is something that's in my heart, my passion.
Right.
And it's funny that you say, you know, where you've been hiding. You know, I hear that a lot lately. You know what I mean? I hear that, where have you been? Why haven't I heard your music before? You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just grateful that people are starting to listen, starting to see, you know, the gift that God has given me. You know, so I'm truly grateful of that. But I would just say it was more so the experience of being on stage with him. I think that was one of the biggest parts that I can remember, man. And, you know, it was a great moment.
So where are you from? I know you're residing in Atlanta right now because you're recording, but where are you initially from?
I'm from Rochester, New York, upstate New York. It's near Buffalo, but that's where I'm from, the Rock Town. Man. Shout out to the Rock Town. That's my hometown, you know. And I actually have a lot of buzz there as well. Like, I'm all over the radio there. You know, that's where it all started at. That's why I, you know, was getting my buzz at. And I just kind of said, you know, I can't just be here. I got to show people. I got to go somewhere where I can connect with some people that's going to, you know, help me take my music to the next level. So that's pretty much why I came to Atlanta. And, you know, I met my management, Bobby Delante, and they've been, you know, pushing me ever since. And the same people that, you know, managed Trey Songz and K. Michelle, you know, now they're doing, you know, they're taking their time with me, and I'm grateful of that, and people starting to take notice, and, you know, I feel good, man. I feel so good right now. I'm in a good space.
Question.
Okay.
Who influenced you musically?
Oh, man. To be honest, man, a little bit of everybody, man. When I was younger, I would remember, you know, I'm not an old guy, you know what I mean? I'm young, so, you know, people that I looked up to, you know, like a Genuine, Usher, you know, Stevie and stuff like that. Like, you know, I remember, especially Usher, man. Usher is one of my favorites, man. I remember when I was younger, I would watch him, you know, on, you know, the videos and singing,
you know, you want to be the one only, got a new relationship with you.
I said, I gotta be him. I'm like, oh, man, this is what I want to do. You know what I mean? And more so when I was younger, you would see the girls screaming. But now that I'm, like, into writing my own music and I just love the art of music, I can appreciate it more. You know, before it would just be I want to see girls scream over me. But now
right,
it's just more
right.
So. It's more so I just, it's something I really truly, truly love to do. So I would say a lot of people, you know, Stevie, Usher, Genuine. I mean, you know, even B2K at one point, you know, they was
right.
Doing their thing. I was like, man, you know, I just give respect to people who, you know, do their job well, you understand? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just deliver to everybody.
Okay. You, how do you feel about being compared to the Trey Songz, the Chris Browns? Because I heard your flow, you know, you rap a little bit. It's kind of hot. So how do you deal with being compared to people like, you know, the Trey Songz and Chris Brown?
You know, I hear that a lot. You know, a lot of people, you know, they ask me that. And, you know, I get some people that say, yo, you like a mixture of Chris Brown and Trey in one. You know,
right.
I get that a lot as well. You know, and, you know, I don't take offense by it, you know, because those are two talented brothers, man. And I'm just praying and hoping that I can be just as successful as they are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about respect and good music, but I don't really feel no way about it, you know, because I feel like my music is so versatile, and I started out rapping. I didn't even know I could sing until I was, you know, 13, 14, 15.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But I started out rapping. I was winning battles. I would have, you know, battles, and I would win them. And then later on, I kind of figured out, like, man, you know, I was in class one day, and I started singing, and this girl said, you got a voice. And she was like, sing something else. And I started singing. Next thing you know, I had a bunch of girls around me. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, this is what I want to do. You know what I mean?
At 22, you're 22, right?
Right.
What is the one thing you will tell your younger self now that you are in the position to make your dream a reality? Is there anything you would change? What would you tell your younger self?
Stop being so hard-headed. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like everything happened for a reason, though. You know, I used to be a, you know, wild kid running the streets with my cousins and, you know, the dope boys and stuff like that. I used to be around that all the time. But I feel like God does everything for a reason. So where I am, you know, this is how God wanted it to go. So I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't change
Absolutely.
Anything.
He's preparing you. That's exactly what he's doing. He's preparing you and never have any regrets about your past, ever. You know, we can't do them over, so we can't regret. You know, we can't have regrets regarding them and just press forward because, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing. You're a talented, talented brother. How's your family? How are they supporting you? I know, you know, they're probably in upstate. Are they missing you? You know?
Oh man, they miss me like crazy. And I miss them. You know, when you're around somebody for so long, and then you just kind of get up. And I literally packed up and just left to follow my dreams. You know what I mean? But
they
believe in me so much. They believe in me, like, so much. And, you know, they're always there for me to encourage me, even when I'm down. You know, don't get it twisted, you know. I do get stressed out sometimes, you know what I mean, but they're always here for me and say, you know, you're talented, you got a gift, keep pushing. So they love me. They miss me a lot, but they definitely support me in a major way, so I'm grateful for that.
That's great. I know this business can be very, very, very frustrating, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and it's hard to balance, you know, when you're ready to pop, you're wondering why it's taking so long, you're just ready to get yourself out there, you're ready to see the world.
Right, right. Definitely.
I could definitely understand why, you know, you can feel a little homesick. You need your family to kind of be like, you know, we got you. It's going to be all right. And when you're around, you know, a new area and you don't know anybody, it's like you're being put into the middle of the wilderness with the wolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It can get tough, but, you know, I stay grounded and stay focused, and I try not to let nothing knock me off my path. So I'm good.
Now, I'm going to play a track. I actually have two tracks here. I want you to set the first track up called Break My Heart. How did that track come about?
Oh, man. That's like one of my – that's like my favorite joint right now. We just dropped it today. And, the reaction from the fans and from the people, they're going crazy over it. Pretty much, man, my manager, Bobby, you know, he's always sending me records and constantly on my butt about, you know, recording and getting more records. You know, he believed in me so much as a writer, so, as well as my other manager, Delante. You know, so he's constantly sending me records. And he sent me this record. And the first thing I do when I hear a record is I think of a title. And as soon as I heard the record, the first thing I thought was a woman saying, "Don't break my heart."
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, man, I got to figure out a way to have a conversation with a woman. You know what I mean? And something that she could relate to. So, you know, if you listen to the hook, I'm basically saying, you know, I'm talking to her in the verses saying, you know, I want to get with you. I want to take you home with me tonight. And in the hook, she's basically like, if I give it up, just promise that you won't break my heart.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So,
yes.
It's crazy, but
I'm a grown ass woman over here, like drooling. Sing that again.
She said, "If I give it up, just promise that you won't break my heart. I'll give my all."
He can sing live, okay?
Yeah.
He can do it live. We're gonna go into Lamar Starr's track, "Break My Heart."
So. Like me.
give my all. You got it, but don't you break my system.
No, don't do it. Tell me you won't do it.
Don't you go and break my heart. I said I don't know if I can take her.
You definitely don't want to miss out. You got to keep a lookout for this guy. This guy is hot. He's a breath of fresh air. And Lamar, I thank you for coming on the Side Effect, because you know we've been fiending for some new artists, for some new music. And thank you for bringing R&B back, baby. Thank you.
Oh man, just you saying that just makes me feel so good, man. I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me on here. You know, I've been hearing that a lot lately, too, man, and I'm so grateful for everybody who's listening and who's, you know, going with the movement. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, man, so much, man. I'm truly, truly grateful and blessed to have y'all a part of this movement.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. But before we let you go, can you tell us, you know, put onto the universe who Lamar Stars would like to do, you know, a duet with in the industry? What female did you see yourself, you know, getting together and
honing
a tune?
Oh, that's a hard one, man.
I know it is.
There's so many talented people out there. If I had to choose between two, it'd probably be between either Lauryn Hill or that's my girl. Either Lauryn Hill I would like to see what I could do with Janet Jackson, you know, because, you know, like, I'm a writer, so I would like to see what I could do with her, you know, as far as, you know, if I wrote a song for me and her and just, you know, try to, you know, see if I could, you know, finagle her into a different sound just for the fun of it, you know. I like to experiment things, so you're going to be hearing a lot of me writing for other people, too. That's something I want to do as well, you know, because it's so easy for me by the grace of God, so I just really want to. I wanna have some fun, man. I really do.
That's some talent to write, and honestly, that's where all the dough at anyway. You know, behind the scenes and making someone else's lives and stories come true. So you know, you're gonna be in the industry for a long time. You do it all. Are you interested in doing anything else in the industry, like acting or something like that?
Well, you know, we got the R&B 24/7 webisodes that we do. You can find them on YouTube. Just type my name in, and we have like a little webisode series where you know, you can see my life in the studio and stuff like that. And you know, my manager Denante, he said he sees me as a successful actor as well. You know, he said I have the look for it, I have the presence for it, you know, I have the spirit for it. So. You know, it's something I definitely would like to look into. I mean, right now I'm so focused on my music, but if it does come about, then I'll definitely give it a try. I mean, you know, you can't knock it till you try it. So.
Absolutely. And the camera loves you, by the way. You know, I've been watching the webisodes, too, watching you do your push-ups, singing in the bathroom mirror. Thank God you ain't taking no pictures in the bathroom mirror, but you're singing in the bathroom mirror, getting ready for your camera debut. I like that.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it. And I'm so cautious about how I look in the camera. So I'm like, man, I don't know. But everybody be like, man, you look fine. Like, what's wrong with you? But I'd definitely be cautious about that. But I'm starting to get used to the whole camera thing. I'm starting to warm up.
I'm telling you, the camera loves it. You are looking fine. And I'm talking F-I-O-N with the E at the end. Fine, okay?
I appreciate that, Mama. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You have a motto that I love. You know, you ended, you know, in all your videos, your webisodes, and you have a motto that you go by that keeps you grounded. Can you share with everybody that motto that you say?
Prayer, faith, and a vision.
Yes.
You know, I live by it. I stand by it, and I'm a stick to it. You know, to the end. You know, that's basically what it is. You know, those three things I follow every single day, man. And I feel like if anybody apply those three things to your life, as long as you have prayer, because it comes a long way, man. Prayer, you keep faith, and you have that vision of what you want to do, man. I feel like you can conquer anything. There's been times where I just wanted to give up everything, and I just kept that prayer, faith, and a vision, and out of nowhere, God just blessed me, and I'm so grateful, and I encourage everybody out there to apply those three things to your life: prayer, faith, and a vision. You know, we got this thing on Twitter we got going called Team TFV. You know, and if you believe in those three things, then, you know, go for it. And I feel like you can accomplish anything. I think people really lack on prayer, though, man. I feel like prayer is something that people should really, really, you know, take notice of and really get into, man. I mean, seriously, you will be surprised, you know, what prayer does, man. And this is a, this is coming from a young man that used to be wild and running the streets, you know. And, you know, me saying this nowadays, it just, it kind of shocks me that I'm saying it, but it really does come a long way to affect the business. And it's something I totally believe in and I apply every day to my life.
Yes, prayer definitely changes things. It turns things around. And with prayer, it makes you have the ability to have faith. I commend you, baby. I commend you. I know it gets hard. I know it gets hard. And this is the mother instincts coming in right now, but don't give up. You have a gift that you must share with the world, and I don't care how frustrated you get, you continue to have prayer, faith, and vision, and you're going to see the end of the road, because there's going to be a lot of diamonds at the end of the road, baby. It's going to be a treasure trunk at the end of your road, okay?
Thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I have one last question before we leave. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, I see myself owning my own company. I see myself, you know, helping others. That's really another thing that I really want to do, man. I come from a struggling family, so I definitely wanna be able to help other struggling families, you know, that feel like there is no way out. You know what I mean? That's something that I really, really wanna do. So in 10 years, man, I see myself, you know, living comfortably, you know, with a happy family and being able to help others. That's really where I see myself. I'm the type of guy, man, I feel like I wanna do things like just pop after somebody else and give them a bunch of money just because I know they need it. You know, things like that. Like, I really want to help others. So, you know, that's what I see myself doing.
That is amazing. And I believe if you speak it, it will come true. You make it happen. You put it in the universe, and the universe will give it back to you. And in 10 years, you know, I'm going to have a television show. I'm going to have you on my couch. And we're going to revisit this interview and show people that when you believe in something and you say it, you're going to make it reality, and you're going to make that reality, Lamar.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that so much. I look forward to seeing you on your couch. And if you ain't coming to look for me, I'm going to look for you.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, baby. Thank you for coming on The Psy Effect. Any shout-outs? How can people connect with you?
Man, shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to my stars, babies. I got a bunch of, you know, wonderful ladies on Twitter, man, that believe in me so much, and they go so hard for me, man. I call them my stars, babies, because they are stars in my eyes, and I love them, and I appreciate them so much. So shout out to my stars, baby. Shout out to, you know, Team Stars. Shout out to my family, my friends. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all. And more importantly, man, my management, and the most importantly, Jesus Christ. You know, shout out to you, Jesus, because I love you, and I just want to give him the credit, because without him, I wouldn't be here. And if you want to get in touch with me, man, facebook.com/LamarStars. You hit me up at Twitter, @LamarStars. It's LamarStarzz. You know, YouTube me, Lamar Stars. You know, and I promise you, I'm going to continue to give y'all great music. I'm going to continue to work out for y'all and stay in the gym. And I'm going to continue to give y'all what y'all want, man. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all, man. And I'm going to try my best to make y'all happy. I promise you that. You know, I definitely feel good about everything that's going on. And R&B is back, baby. Believe that.
Yes, indeed. R&B is back. Thank you for coming on The Psy Effect. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You can catch The Psy Effect each and every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursday on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect. I'm going to leave you with this last song, one of my favorites. It was difficult to pick a favorite song because I'm like a fan of Lamar's, but this is Don't Worry. Tune in next week. Until then, spread peace and love.
thing on me. And you ain't gotta worry about the same old thing. Cause girl, what I'm bringing is gonna make you say. Saying things you never thought that ass would say. But I want you before that daddy ain't gonna play. When I get your body real close to me, I'ma show you the definition of making a scene. Baby, bet you ain't think that it could get this wild. But listen up, I'm about to put that ass down. Relax your mind. Baby, I'ma take my time. And I can tell that lately, baby, you've been leading me crazy. Well, lady, I'm here now, so don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it no more. And damn it, you got me right away where you want me, baby. And I'm here now, so don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it no more. Hey, girl, we can start from the bed to the floor. And from your grip, I can tell you I'm more. Wait, baby, hold up. Won't you roll over? I'm about to show you what I'm here for. When I'm the ocean, girl, you got that. Keep dripping like a faucet. Hey, all over me, how it's supposed to be. Girl, I wanna see if you can handle me. But you ain't think that it could get this wild. But listen up, I'm about to put that ass down. Relax your mind. Baby, I'ma take my time. And I can tell that lately, baby, you've been leading me crazy. Well, lady, I'm here now, so don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it no more. And damn it, you got me right where you want me, baby. And I'm here now, so don't you worry about it. No more, baby. To the point of no return, don't quit.